Hello, and welcome to the Creative Vivs podcast, where we dive into topics related to architecture, development, and visual design. Today, we're going to be talking about digital twins in the built environment, going beyond the buzzwords to explore the intersection of ArcViz and digital twins, both today and in the near future. A digital twin is a virtual replica of a physical object or system created using real-time data. For our purposes, we're going to limit the discussion to new development projects or individual buildings, but it's important to know that they are often used to simulate transportation networks or even entire cities. Digital representation of a building or a site allows for simulation, analysis, optimization of the actual entity that it mirrors, bridging the physical and digital realms. If we consider that the role of ArcViz is not just to make a new development look pretty, but to be more legible, then the opportunities for these two fields to overlap becomes clear. So in some ways, we can think of digital twins as being an evolution of traditional ArcViz. ArcViz is primarily focused on creating static visual renderings or animations for architectural projects. Digital twins, on the other hand, offer dynamic, real-time digital representations. And while ArcViz offers a visual snapshot of a design concept, digital twins can integrate real-time data, analytics, and simulations, making them more interactive and informative. When we think about increased engagement, ArcViz tools, typically VR or AR, are increasingly being used to provide immersive design walkthroughs. When combined with digital twins, these walkthroughs can reflect real-world conditions, modifications, and impacts, giving clients, investors, and end users a much richer experience. It becomes possible then to not only view a property, but to interact with its digital representation, altering parameters, observing changes, and even predicting future challenges. So then there are many opportunities for collaboration. In early phases of development, ArcViz can act as the front-end visualization layer for digital twins. Realistic renderings can be paired with the data-driven backend of the digital twin. As architects and designers iterate on a project, changes can be instantly reflected within the digital twin, with all stakeholders able to see updates in real time. During construction, ArcViz can be useful to communicate the final design to stakeholders. Typically, this will be during the sales or leasing efforts, both in commercial and residential settings. However, there can also be used for training purposes in industrial, research, and even educational projects. Another thing to be aware of is the feedback loop that's possible. In the life cycle of a building, ArcViz is most useful in the pre-occupancy phase, whereas digital twins are utilized both before and after construction. Once the building is complete and operational, digital twins can collect real-world data such as energy usage or occupant behavior. This data then can inform future projects to be visualized, creating the feedback loop that makes designs more attuned to real-world performance. A logical extension of this feedback loop is that the buildings themselves may move beyond the static entities of today. Using the insights and data collected from the digital twin, future building facades will be able to respond to weather conditions in real time. Interior spaces can be reconfigured to accommodate user preferences. Of course, this is just the beginning. There are a number of possibilities for future integrations between the two. The convergence of ArcViz and digital twins is indicative of the broader trend in technology integration within the architectural realm. As we look ahead, future architectural software may not need to distinguish between traditional visualization techniques and digital twin functionalities. Instead, they may offer a unified platform where designers can move fluidly between conceptual design, detailed visualization, real-time data analytics, and simulations. This integration can significantly streamline the design process, ensuring that decisions are made with both aesthetic and practical considerations in mind. So to wrap things up, it's clear that the intersection of digital twins and architectural visualization is revolutionizing both real estate and design. From their inception in early NASA space missions to their present-day applications, digital twins are expanding our architectural capabilities, merging tradition with innovation. With ArcViz bringing these visions to life, we can not only envision but truly experience the future of our built environment. This is a very exciting time in both fields. I am sure that we're going to revisit this topic again as it is ripe for further exploration. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to like and subscribe to stay on top of all the latest developments. See you next time.